guys have to do to overcome the really significant losses you've now had at cornerback?
Well, we have to simplify our package. Obviously, when you have new faces, you can't and you will not do as much as you've done in the past. And you have to quickly find out what the strengths of the new faces are and how much terminology that they can digest in a short amount of time and kind of tailor things to accommodate the new faces.
Even when you had your starters in place, it took a little while to build that chemistry. Now you're bringing guys into the team in the last week and probably going to have to use them. How do they get that chemistry in such a short period of time?
Yeah, I don't know if they can actually develop a lot of chemistry. What we're going to have to do is develop some know-how of what we're trying to, concepts of what we're trying to do and trying to be in the positions that we should be in. And our veterans have to help the guys that are just coming in with the call and repeat the call to them so that we can all be on the same page. So I don't know if you can develop the chemistry, if I'm up, you're back. They got to talk to each other a lot more instead of just looking at the body language that the person they would have been playing with in the past gave them.
It's a wild place to talk to each other.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And so they have to develop some hand signals, okay? When you say chemistry, those are the little things that go into it, they have to get in the meeting room like at 7:30 tomorrow morning and they have to work these things out. So they have very little time for chemistry. So they have to have a system to develop their communication.
You have to keep, I'm sure, a brave face about this. And, when guys get hurt. But when Prince went down and you heard he's gone for the season, it's some part of you privately or something to say. Really?
I said, what did I do wrong? because it's really unfortunate. I thought Prince was having a good year. And, he was playing tough and he's playing aggressive. And did he win every battle? No. But I thought he improved a lot from a year ago. And I thought he was making strides. And so, that loss is a significant loss as well as those other losses.
And then you come today and you see that Bowman's not here.
Yeah, I mean.
You look up again?
Well, I always look up. I'm a man of faith.
Is there Bowman any chance you have him Sunday?
That's a medical. So, I'm day-to-day just like you are on day-to-day.
Need more from your kind of defensive line and that front four pressure-wise to almost maybe camouflage some of the new faces in the secondary?
I thought our D-line played pretty well, Monday night for the most part in getting pressure and hits on the quarterback. Robert Ayers, I thought, came to the forefront and played pretty well. And if JPP will play his normal productive football, then that will definitely help us.
Did you see enough from Ayers to put him on the edge, or do you still like his role in the the old NASCAR when you move guys around, that kind of thing?
Yeah, no, we saw enough to put him on the edge, no doubt about it. And we still like matching up because the game a lot of times is about, can you match up and take advantage of a guard or a tackle or what have you. But, yeah, we would definitely put Robert on the edge.
If Bowman can't go, who goes outside? Jaron?
Jaron would go outside.
And then you put who in the slot?
Well, he would go outside in just a base defense, but he would still be our slot corner.
Oh, he'd be in the slot?
Yes.
Okay, so you'd have, I guess, Chandler outside?
It'd be Chandler Fenner outside.
Oh, the other guy, is he more, he's not as experienced as the other guys, but he's more ready, would you say?
Chandler Fenner?
Yeah.
He's been in the meeting room. He has better chemistry. I'll go back to that word. He has better chemistry and hearing what we've done throughout the season. Okay, than the other guys, but we're going to get the other guys ready.
How different is the Seattle offense from the one you saw last year here?
Well, they don't look too much different to me. They're pretty explosive. The run game is still good with Marshawn Lynch. I think that the quarterback is dynamic in the sense that he's the he makes it all tick for him. I think the receivers are very good. Maybe the offensive line is not as together right now as they were clicking it last year. That might be the only little chink in the armor.
So can you go back to last year's game plan and pull from that, or is this just kind of a start from scratch kind of thing?
We would pull from some of the things we did a year ago, yeah. I think the offense, you know, the design of the offense is basically the same. They're a big, heavy play-action football team. And, you know, they have a lot of weapons, so they can spread you out and do a lot of different things. But we would pull from last year's game plan, definitely.
It seemed like you got a little more exotic with some of the pressure packages against the Colts and definitely integrating with Moore and Bromley. Is that something you feel like you can still do even with kind of some of the new faces in the secondary?
That's an ongoing process in my mind and in the coach's mind, because when you have the new faces, you have to pull back some. And so some of those things we've been working on and we've been trying to, you know, to really bring to the forefront throughout the season. And we felt like we had enough of an opportunity to bring those out Monday night. And unfortunately, we had two guys go down, or we had one guy go down. And then if, you know, it depends on Zach Bowman. If Zach Bowman's here with us, then yes, we could continue to do some things like that. But if he's not, then we'd have to pull back even more.
How do you feel like Bromley and Moore played out there?
I thought Bromley did well, you know, for his second opportunity. I looked for a little bit more productivity out of DeMontre. I thought he had a number of rushes that he could have, had more productivity out of. But for the most part, they hustled. They tried hard. I wasn't disappointed in their effort.
I would imagine you'll be in a little more base look this week with their running game. That would be more Kennard. How did he play last week? It was sort of his first on paper start anyway.
Yeah. I thought Kennard performed well on paper, or well, really in the ball game. He didn't have any glaring, hiccups that hurt the defense. But he's a physical guy, and we tried to use him in the rush package a little bit last week. So we'll have that same kind of thought process with him this week.
Bringing those exotic looks, does it also temper the idea that, you know, Russell Wilson is the kind of guy who's shown that if there's nothing there, he's going to tuck and run, and if you bring too much, that he can squirt free and really make you pay?
Well, yeah, you know, sometimes when you design those things, you design them so that they don't have room to squirt free. You know, you're trying to fill up different areas of the gaps in the offense so that, you know, he doesn't have that clear lane and that clear vision to run, and you're trying to secure the edges so he doesn't have a place to go on the edge also. So, we'll try to do our best to make sure he doesn't have that clear vision, because I think he's the number one rushing quarterback on third down in the league. And he's really hurt a lot of people on third down running the football. So we'll try to contain him as best we possibly can.
Perry, Antrell talked this week, I know he's one of your players on defense, about pulse and passion, not seeing enough of that. I mean, from your, speaking of the defense, is that up to where you want it to be?
This is my perspective, is that we've lost two or three, we've lost three games in a row. And so when you lose two or three games in a row and you're fighting hard, you're searching, trying to find what's that missing element that can take you over the top. And so I think our guys are really playing hard. Sometimes we're not playing smart, but I think they're giving great effort in what we're doing. And so when you've lost three games in a row, you're trying to find that little sting that will help take you over the top, or get more guys pumped up, or make guys mad, or what have you. And I think maybe in his own way, that's what he's trying to do, is get guys to, hey man, we're fighting for our lives. We're fighting for a victory. You know, we're playing like this the last play of our football career. And I think he's trying to get guys to see that every play has to be played that way.